President-elect Donald Trump kicks off what he's calling a thank you tour tonight with a campaign-style rally in Cincinnati, an unusual move after an election, but so much of the Trump transition has been unusual. Michael D'Antonio has been following Trump for years. He's author of The Truth About Trump, and he joins us from New York. Michael, welcome back.
Thank you.
And what's jumped out at you about the Trump transition, which has been so unusual as transitions go?
Well, what really jumps out at me is that he's very much the same Donald that I knew back in 2014. He's going to proceed in an idiosyncratic way. You know, this sort of parade of people coming to visit him where there's really a lot of stagecraft involved, whether it's at the country club where he stands a few steps above others and greets them, or they're trooping into Trump Tower. He's always putting himself in the best light as he would find it. And, you know, the rest of us may not expect this of a president-elect, but he's playing the game the way he's always played it, showing himself in the best light and trying to have the kind of power advantage in all of these exchanges. So we're getting the real guy here. There's no different Donald Trump emerging in the transition.
What do you think about Mitt Romney in particular and how that's played out? You mentioned, people parading into his home in Bedminster, New Jersey. Mitt Romney probably most famously, and then out to dinner with him at Jean Georges in New York. And yet he's got his staff out there on television saying he shouldn't pick Mitt Romney for Secretary of State. What's that all about?
Well, you know, this is a guy who ran saying that he was going to be independent of the usual ways of doing things. And the ones who are putting the knock on this exchange with Romney are actually longtime political folks like Newt Gingrich and even Kellyanne Conway, his campaign manager. These are people that have been in the swamp, as Donald would call it, for their whole careers. So I have a feeling that this is something that the people who voted for Trump like. I think he's consistent with the character he presented on the campaign trail. And I think if he picks Mitt Romney, he's going to get enough support for that decision for it to be politically advantageous.
And what do you think about all the tweets? He's got people coming into his office to meet with him about very important jobs. And in the morning, he's tweeting about flag burning, or he's tweeting about people voting illegally, something that, by the way, has been proven to be not true.
Well, there's nothing surprising about this. If you consider who Donald has always been, he's loved to go past the normal mediators. So he doesn't want to be communicating through a press conference. He wants to go directly to his social media followers. And these tweets, I think, are actually planned out in his head. I don't think it's as spontaneous as folks might think. He knows that he wants to get attention for a point of view. So the flag burning issue wasn't something drawn out of the news, but it was something that he thought would appeal to a certain red meat base of his, and I think it works. The more people tell him not to do something and then he does it anyway, the stronger he appears to the people who are fond of the Trump image. And, you know, he's playing this game that he almost can't lose. And I think that's something we all have to pull back and look at. It doesn't matter that there are no facts to base a claim about fraudulent votes by the millions. That's not the point. The point is that Donald is making a claim and he's pressing a point of view and getting attention for it. Whether it's true or not, I really think isn't important to him, and I'm not sure it's important to the people who voted for him.
Is it important to him if saying something like that undermines the democracy that he is going to be leading?
Well, that's an important issue. You know, you and I might really be concerned about whether democracy is imperiled by this kind of behavior. And certainly coming from someone else, it might be taken more seriously. If Barack Obama went around saying that there's a terrible problem with the voting rolls and they need to be examined really carefully, people might become alarmed. But Trump has trained us to not take him seriously. And I think that is a fascinating phenomenon. I think it is dangerous. Don't get me wrong. As he becomes the actual president of the United States, if he continues this kind of behavior, there's going to be a big pushback, and there should be, because ultimately our democratic process and our institutions need to be protected, and it requires the president's serious consideration.
If you're just joining us, we're speaking with Trump biographer Michael D'Antonio. And Michael, I wonder how much power you think Trump's cabinet appointees will have, people like Betsy DeVos for education or Wilbur Ross for commerce or Steven Mnuchin for Treasury. Are they going to be able to make decisions independently of Trump, or is he going to micromanage?
Oh, he won't micromanage. I think he's going to give them big portfolios and expect them to act independently, you know, along with guidelines that he sets, of course. So if he's saying he's going to make America great again and the Secretary of Transportation is going to invest in infrastructure and that makes America great again, I'm not sure he cares about the details. And the other thing that they can have confidence in is that he'll support them even when they're under attack, because he's not going to want to say that he made a mistake appointing them in the first place. Hmm. So if Mitt Romney is having second thoughts about this, I think he might imagine more realistically that he would be a pretty powerful Secretary of State because Donald knows he needs the help.
So if he's going to give those people so much power, why do you think so many of them are establishment Republicans, given that the establishment didn't really support him? He doesn't owe the establishment much at all.
No, he doesn't. But I think he's probably a little bit intimidated by the prospect ahead of him. I believe that Trump was as surprised as anyone that he won. And I'm not sure that he was preparing to serve as president of the United States during the campaign. So he recognizes that there's expertise he requires. And if someone appears to be going too far down the traditional path and corrupt Washington, as he would say, he can rein them in. But he values competence.
Do you think that he will actually disconnect himself from his business as he said he would?
I think he'll appear to disconnect himself. You know, whether he is truly disengaged will be hard to tell. Even if he has his children engaged in this and running it officially, I can't believe that he's not going to be curious about what's happening and that he's not going to tote up, as time passes, the extra billions of dollars that accrue to the Trump bottom line by virtue of him being president of the United States.
Michael D'Antonio, after all the time that you have spent with Donald Trump and studying Donald Trump, what can you tell us about what you think he could bring to the presidency that will be transformative or surprising?
Well, I think that he's going to be willing to draw from the left and the right. And you can see this in his own history. You know, Donald has been a Democrat, an independent, and a Republican. He has been pro-choice and he's been pro-life. He's held almost every position you can imagine on almost every issue. But that means that he's going to be open to solutions that come from any direction. So I wouldn't be surprised to see him promote a lot of deficit spending and a big infrastructure program, bigger than what Barack Obama managed to get through the Congress in 2009. And on the other hand, he could be very conservative when it comes to education, as his education secretary choice seems to indicate, and push for vouchers and charter schools on a much grander scale than we've seen before. But I wouldn't expect him to be doctrinaire across the board, and I wouldn't be surprised to see him borrow ideas from the left as well as the right.
And do you think he'll continue to tweet throughout his presidency?
I think that'll get scaled back. You know, even Donald Trump is affected by the gravity of the presidency, and we may see a lot less tweeting.
That's former Newsday reporter Michael D'Antonio, who is a Donald Trump biographer. His latest book is called The Truth About Trump. Michael, thanks again.
Thanks, Jeremy.